Scott Harreld is known for his interviews.
Boy, you're asking great questions. I think you're in the right career path, my friend. I really do.
Scott Harreld's SOS Radio podcast starts now.
I sure appreciate our veterans. I'm Scott on SOS Radio. We're talking with author Joan Hunter today at SOS Radio. Whether or not our veterans have seen combat, service leaves an incredible mark. And I'll tell you what, Joan, you've written a lot about healing over the years, and this year you want to do something special for our veterans.
Absolutely. Through the years, I have prayed for so many incredibly hurting, broken veterans, male and female. We celebrate our veterans, but there's such devastation within and in the lives of the veterans. Homes have been destroyed, divorce, suicide. They say 22 veterans a day commit suicide. That has gone up a lot with everything that's been going on this year. And this needs to stop. We need to make it zero committing suicide. And when people commit suicide, it's because there's no hope. This book brings hope to people. Like, I can really be healed of that. You know, I can really forget what I saw in Vietnam, Afghanistan, Iraq. And I have testimonies in there from people that have fought in all of those wars and how they have been dramatically healed. And they have the knowledge that they were there, but they don't have the memory of how they were hurt, how they got damaged, how they lost their hearing, how they lost their limb, all that. God has totally erased all of that. And then the Vietnam is just an amazing testimony of waking up every night after he got married and his wife would want to snuggle, and then he would turn to try to kill her because that's what he was trained to do, and how God has totally healed that. And they had pillows to protect him in the night so she wouldn't accidentally touch him in the night. And now the pillows are on the floor and they're totally healed, and he looks like he's about 20 years younger.
I'm so thankful for all the holidays like 4th of July and Veterans Day and Memorial Day, because they're a great reminder of all the families who have sacrificed so much for our American freedom. We're talking with author Joan Hunter today at SOS Radio. Joan, what's the best way to show appreciation to those who have served?
Well, I would recommend, number one, thanking them. Like when we walk through the airports and things like that, if we see somebody in their uniform, we will tell them, thank you for serving. I try to pray over or to acknowledge all the veterans that are there. We also have an anointed, like a big prayer cloth, but it's a blanket, and it says miracles happen for veterans. And we pray over that for the veterans to be supernaturally healed, which is so exciting to see them healed as they lay under the blanket and as they read the book. It's not just push it down and suppress those memories. What it is let's get down to those memories, get them out, and then you can function from there.
Joan, where do we start if we really want wholeness in that healing?
Well, I personally have been devastated in my own life, in my body, my mind, my soul, my spirit, and finances, lost everything in the year 2000, and how God has totally, completely restored my life, my health, my finances, my emotions, broken heart syndrome, everything I personally have been completely healed of, which is really, really awesome. And then in getting healed, then I in turn have the joy of administering this to other people. In addition to that, I teach how you can minister to veterans, how you can minister to the hurting person.
We're talking to Joan Hunter today at SOS Radio. We're talking about healing and wholeness for our veterans. We're talking about this book, Miracles for Veterans, is a pathway to healing for veterans and their families. And we're getting ready to celebrate America's birthday with the 4th of July this weekend. That whole message of freedom, it comes at a cost. And we're reminded of that this week. We're talking about our veterans who have been dealing with PTSD and depression and anxiety. And we're talking with Joan Hunter today at SOS Radio. What is the true message of hope that we can bring to veterans this week when we know they have been through so much and often they just don't feel that appreciated?
I totally understand that statement. And because I've had to deal with them, like right after the Vietnam War, the veterans, they got spat upon and just horrific abuse. And, you know, we need to, you know, walk up to them and say, we really, really appreciate all that you have done for our freedom. We as people, we need to thank God for our freedom. And I'm believing for complete freedom to be restored, in particular to the United States, because on Memorial Day, we're celebrating freedom. We're celebrating those who have passed away in the service. And I'm like, we have freedom, but we can't leave our house. And it's kind of a weird time that we're going through of lockdowns and things like that. And it's like, really? We need to have our veterans, and that includes all of us, to rise up and stand against all this junk that's going on, whether disease, fear. Fear is a big one that we need to stand against and proclaim our freedom as Americans again and reclaim our land and get rid of the sickness and disease, et cetera, that's going on. But in addition to that, we need to, once again, if you see a veteran, somebody that's in their uniform, then I highly recommend going up and just saying how much we really appreciate it. And I want to encourage you, if you are a veteran and you're dealing with nightmares or flashbacks, God can heal you of all of that, completely heal you. And it's like, well, there's no way. Yes, there is. There is God's way. God's word says he chooses to remember our sins no more, number one. Then at number two, in Paul, he says, forgetting those things which are behind me, I'm going to press for the prize of the mark of the high calling of Christ. Well, forgetting those things that I did, forgetting those things that were done to me, I'm leaving all that behind so I can fulfill the call of God on my life. And because of this trauma, it has stolen many people's destiny. And this is time that we restore our destiny and do what we were born to do. And many times we need to get rid of these chains that bind us. And it has to do with the past. It has to do with abuse. And it's time that we really, really walk in freedom, that we can go to bed at night with no fear of having a nightmare of our war experience. And this is a time for reconciliation in families. You know, I had a situation, one of the little testimonies is a lady completely disabled now 17 years ago, and her husband was her caregiver. Long story short, instantly healed. She was gang raped in Afghanistan and totally incapacitated. She could walk, but she had to have help to get to the bathroom because she was so disabled mentally and emotionally. And God has totally, completely healed her. And she now has a husband, and she's now getting to be an active mom. And she's able to leave the house without her husband taking her. And it's so exciting. She's now been ordained and actually ministers on behalf of me and with me as I travel. It's very exciting what God can do in a matter of moments.
Patriotism feels a little different this year, and we're talking about our love for God and our love for country with author Joan Hunter today at SWS Radio. Joan, do you feel like a key part of our love for our country goes back to our love for our brothers and sisters?
I'm going to go back even a further step. The answer to your question directly is yes. But the number one thing is we have to love ourselves, because love your neighbor as yourself, which means you need to love yourself. Too many people don't love themselves, not just veterans, but some veterans have a problem with this because of what they did. They can't ever love themselves. In the year 2000, I had to discover who I was, and I had to fall in love with Joan. I'm now 67, so I was 47 at the time. And I had to fall in love with myself for the first time. I couldn't love, in particular, love unconditionally until I could love myself unconditionally. And if you know anything about Bob Jones, he says, if you didn't learn to love, you've not learned anything. And it was kind of interesting because he died on Valentine's Day, because he was just known for his teaching on love. We must learn to love, but we must learn to love ourselves first. You know, I was talking to somebody and ministering to somebody, and I said, what you're doing is just a form of suicide. She was going to starve herself to death. And she goes, well, I don't want to commit suicide. Well, if you don't eat at all, not calling it a fast, she was just hurting. And I said, this is another form of suicide. It like, what? It is? Never even dawned on her that it was. And people are hurting so bad on the inside that they want to love, but they can't because of the barrier, because they don't love themselves. In loving themselves, they in turn can love their neighbor and in turn love their nation.
We're talking with Joan Hunter today at SWS Radio, and she has a new book. It's called Miracles for Veterans. It's a pathway to healing for veterans and their families. Thanks for sharing with us today, and happy Independence Day.
Yes, happy 4th of July.
You're clear to go.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store.
The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.